welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. This week, I am speaking to Dr. Melanie Swift, the Medical Director of Occupational Health Clinic, about cholesterol. Can you explain what cholesterol is?
Well, I could try. Cholesterol used to be simple. When I was in medical school, it was simple. It's gotten much more fascinating since then. But basically, these are lipids or fats, and they are in our blood. And cholesterol is in things that we eat, and also our body will make cholesterol. If we just eat the building blocks for it, our body will manufacture cholesterol, and then it's used in the body to make different things that our body needs, but too much of it can be a problem.
Right. Okay. So can you tell us the difference between a good cholesterol and a bad cholesterol?
Let me start by saying that there are different kinds of cholesterol, and they are categorized based upon the kind of molecule that, or particle that our body packages them in. They can be packaged in high density or low density lipoprotein, which means lipo means lipid and protein, we know.
Is that the difference between an HDL and an LDL?
Exactly. So HDL stands for high density lipoprotein, and LDL stands for low density lipoprotein. And then there's the little spoken of family member, the VLDL, or the very low density lipoprotein. And so most of what we're talking about when we talk about cholesterol, good cholesterol, bad cholesterol, are the LDL form of cholesterol, which is the bad, and the HDL, which is the good. And you can remember it by H is for high, you want high HDL, and L is for low, and you want low LDL.
Okay, so what should you do if your numbers of the LDL are high?
Well, there are some things that individuals can do in their lifestyle to lower the bad cholesterol. Some of those things include making changes to your diet. Specifically, we know that there are certain kinds of fat that are better than others, but total fat is important in your diet. So if you can lower the amount of total fat in your diet to no more than 30% of your calories, that's going to help lower LDL. And then we have to have some fat in your diet, because without it, you know, we won't be able to do all the things our body needs to do, and life's not as much fun. You need some fat in your diet. It's okay. And we won't feel full. Fat's very important in satiety, or that feeling of fullness. So it's important to have fat in your diet, but there's all these different types of fat out there. And some of them are better for your LDL than others are. So some of the things that are good fats would be those monounsaturated fats and those fatty acids that come from fish. Have you heard of omega-3 fatty acids and omega-6 fatty acids? Those are better for you. So things like olive oil, fishes, nuts like almonds. These foods contain the relatively good fats, and that's what you sort of have a lot of in that Mediterranean diet. Another thing, in addition to making changes to your diet, that you can do is increase your physical activity. That helps to lower LDL. If you smoke, stopping smoking helps to lower your LDL. And then, depending upon how high it is, medication can be very effective at lowering your LDL. So through a combination of lifestyle activities, you can make a modest change in your LDL cholesterol. And by modest, I mean you may be able to lower it 5%, 10%. You know, these aren't exact numbers, but that's sort of the ballpark that we're talking about. That would be a pretty good impact from lifestyle changes. But the medications that are available on the market now can just drop that LDL 50%.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing. There are a lot of things that people can do and should do that have a lot of other benefits in addition to lowering LDL cholesterol, but medication is also very, very effective.
Are there things that you can do to raise the good cholesterol?
Yes. Without taking medication, the best way to raise your good cholesterol is through exercise. Again, quitting smoking is helpful. Having a diet that is, you know, with using those favorable fatty acids. And alcohol in moderation. So we never want to sort of suggest to people that if you're a teetotaler, you ought to start drinking. But we do know that a glass of wine 3 times a week or so does have a favorable effect on raising HDL cholesterol. So if you are someone who enjoys the occasional glass of wine, that's going to be beneficial to HDL. And then there are medications that specifically focus more on raising HDL cholesterol, if raising HDL is the goal for you.
So Dr. Swift, who should be screened?
Well, guidelines will vary, but one group that makes really good evidence-based recommendations for screening is a body called the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. And they recommend that all adults who have an increased risk for coronary heart disease get screened, and men who are age 35 and older. That's their target group that, you know, the studies show screening in this population is beneficial. Now, individuals may wish to undergo screening after discussing their own risk factors with their doctor. So, in fact, many, many people do undergo screening, and high cholesterol is found in people who wouldn't necessarily meet those guidelines. But that's the evidence-based recommendation, is for men age 35 and older, and then all adults who have other risk factors for heart disease.
Well, Dr. Swift, thank you very much for talking with us this week about cholesterol. I appreciate that information, and it's very informative. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Emma.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this podcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.